Conversations, 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
It's time for Tell It to Stanya.
It's all about you. Ooh. Let's peel away the layers and focus on you. What's going on inside? Let's talk about love and truth and the matter of who we are. Let's find out together on Tell It to Stanya.
And we are back. It's Saturday. Stanya here. That's right. Tell It to Stanya. I am she and she is me. All right. I am she and she is me. And guess what now? I know you all know this by now. I don't only get 1 hour. I have an hour and a half. Dun, 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 dun.
I didn't know that.
Oh, you didn't know that? That's right. A full 90-minute show. I ready for y'all. Well, listen. It was the audience that keeps saying that, Sandy, you don't have enough time. We don't get through everything. So now we have an hour and a half. So first show, moving forward, an hour and a half. Tell It to Stanya. 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. Now, today I have some co-hosts. You know, I don't like to always call people guests. I like to call them co-hosts because I'm sure I'll be calling them back. So they hosting with me. So hosting with me today is Jonathan Paradise Abaco, my good, decent friend. Although I'd be a better friend to him than he is a friend in this little duo. I'm just saying. I ain't got nothing to say about it.
Woman always lying?
Yeah. I'm not touching that. Anyway, and Paradise Abaco, of course, he has his Facebook group, Real Questions That Women Want Answers To. You have a group that say Real Questions Men Want Answers To? No. You don't have that. You only want no answer.
We most likely have the answers. We give it to you guys.
That's the problem right there. Anyway, moving right along. And first time in studio with me, I have Christopher Roll. You're a Roll or Smith?
I'm a Roll.
You're a Roll?
Yes.
Okay, Exuma just checking. Roll. An Exuma roll.
Yes.
Well, all the rolls from Exuma, eh?
Yeah, they migrate.
Okay, which part are you from?
I'm from Great Guanakee, but we call it Black Point Exuma.
For true?
Yeah.
Okay, one time ago, someone said that's where all the handsome fellas come from. Yeah, so they said that's where all the handsome Exuma fellas. Well, how you could see that?
Right before
my eyes. I hear that. Okay. And Chris is from Island Insight. So I would have seen him on TikTok. And, you know, I'm like, what about this man? What are you into? What are you talking about? You know, I've always stalking people. And I thought that you would be a good addition, especially since we're going to be talking about current events today. Because you're definitely current.
Yeah. I try to stay.
Yes. And of course, you could find him. You know, Johnny's on Facebook. He has his group on Facebook. But Chris's following or where your presence is more on TikTok.
Yeah.
This is not on Facebook, right?
No, I haven't transitioned over that area yet.
Okay. All righty. So, well, why did you decide to start that anyhow?
Well, about, I think, 2 years ago or something that I went, I just used to go on and encourage people, say little quotes and different stuff like that. And then, I don't know, it's something just dawned on me. I need to go a little deeper.
Okay.
Into current affairs that happen in the country, what's going on, either good or bad, and
all right.
Speak about it. So, you know, just inform the people out there, because a lot of people don't buy the newspaper. They don't listen to the news. So I take it upon myself, since TikTok is a big platform, to say, you know, go and share this information and inform the people what's really going on.
Okay, good stuff. All right. So, like I said, today we're talking about current events, what's going on, what happened, what just happened last week before last, and what is about to happen. I'm looking at the Guardian. I see they got a manhunt underway. I mean, this guy, he looked a little cute there. See, he's a calmer. So, you know, yes, where are they from? Where are they from?
Yeah, Lutra. I think so.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he look a little Tappan Bay-ish.
Yeah.
Or Palmetto around there. He ain't look up north now. He ain't look like Naughty Lutra. No, he look like Naughty Lutra. He look a little Tappan Bay mid to the end. But anyhow, we're going to just jump right in. So a whole lot of things happening this month. For starters, we have, drum roll, we have Pride Month coming up. Now, I saw you made a video about Pride Month, and you know, Pride is about the L. I know I can mess this up.
LGBTQ plus.
Say it again.
LGBTQ plus.
Yeah. Okay. You're right. So we know that Pride is about, I guess, having pride in terms of your sexuality, in terms of your gender roles, in terms of freedom to be. Okay, Chris, why are you looking like that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, everybody is free to live the life that they want to live. But there's always a but.
Okay, now you did a video about this, and Johnny, feel free to jump in. I know you will. But I know you did a video about it where you went deep into talking about the biblical perspective. So why shouldn't we have a Pride Month?
Well, I feel even as the Bahamas, we always label ourselves as a Christian nation. So I feel that if God, then I believe that we should stand on that, not compromise it. A lot of people probably will disagree, but every time you hear us, we say that we are a Christian nation, and the Bible have strict, I'll say, rule and regulation when it comes to a certain lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You could say that, you know, all sin is sin. But specifically, we look at that when it comes to that particular lifestyle, especially in the Bahamas. We don't really want it in our community, in our schools,
mm-hmm.
or wherever, you know? So I believe it really is a serious issue in the Bahamas, and I believe a lot of people, Bahamians, want to talk about it. You know, some will agree and some will disagree on how we go about it.
Well, now you was very specific in this video that you posted. You said that you had an issue with the Christian Council in particular.
Yes.
Okay, why do you have an issue with them?
Because when I read it, it says that Bishop Fernando, who is in, I think he's the head of the Bahamas Christian Council, say that they would not block it from happening. I think they're supposed to have a parade and some different events and stuff like that. And I believe if they are the gatekeepers when it comes to the Bahamas, when it comes to Christianity, I believe that they should be the first line of defense and the last kind of lifestyle. Now, we know the Bible say that love the sinner but not the sin. So I believe that they should be the ones that stand up against it, because when you look at it, we are telling our kids something that we know that is immoral, okay. In a sense.
Okay, I have a text message coming through. And by the way, if you want to send me a text message, the text line, 422-4796. That's 422-4796. And also, if you want to be a part of the conversation, you can also give me a call. And the call lines, 323-6232. That's 323-6232. Okay, so the text message is, Stanley, let me put it like this, because your guess isn't doing it justice. The Bible states that we shouldn't be prideful. It's a sin. Full stop. End. Okay, but did Fernando, I don't know if he's apostle, reverend, minister, I'm not quite sure, I can't remember right now, but did he condone it?
No, I don't think,
I mean, you could jump in.
I don't
in.
Think he condoned it. What I heard was he said that they have their rights.
But right.
I don't think he necessarily condoned it right. or endorsed it. He just said, what I've heard, now, right. I didn't dive deep into it, but I think they asked him a question. And he just said, yeah, they have their rights.
Right.
And I think that's where he left it.
Yes, I agree that he said that they have their rights. But he also said that they would not,
but
they wouldn't protest against it. And I feel that they should.
Okay.
Now, that person that sent you that text to say that don't be prideful, I don't understand what they really mean about not being prideful.
Well, I think they're talking about pride, because the name is pride. Oh. You know, so I think they mean that.
Certain stuff in the Bible says don't be prideful, don't be boastful. Mm.
You know, I understand that, but I want to see their particular point.
No, their point, what they're trying to say is that you beating around the bush at the end of the day is a sin. We ain't need to go no further.
No, but we understand.
That's what they're trying to say. Yeah.
We understand it's a sin, you know.
But what I think what's happening, though, a lot of stuff is seeping into our society now, and we're being watered down. Because they can, I mean, like certain lifestyles and ideologies continue to be pushed. We, like, the persons who are supposed to be the gatekeepers as it relates to religion, seem to be getting wear down, and they're slowly allowing things to happen, in my opinion. That's okay. What I'm thinking is happening. So, before,
but I have a question, sorry, though. Okay. And this is something we talk about this all the time. So, okay, as it pertains to Fernanda, are y'all saying that when you say protest, so you think he should march? These 10,000 things we got going on, this should be at the forefront of what they should stand for. And also, something that I have noticed, I hope to say this. Okay, they show up with the Pride Month, but there has been numerous... allegations. Okay, I guess fair enough to them. It's just allegations. But there's been numerous things with pastors, with apostles condoning, not even condoning, participating or in in this homosexual behavior. But we don't hear from them. We don't really hear from them when it's their own. Or, you know, we've seen this one being molested, and this one was a deacon in the church, but we don't see that. But then we want them to show up now because it's Pride Month too.
Go ahead.
You go ahead.
Man, y'all go on, man. Y'all help me make sense. Yes, thanks.
I think Christianity and the church, they're an easy target, a soft target. That's why people tend to go after it. You have the lawyer fraternity. You have politicians who tend to be allegedly corrupt, or you have persons who are part of the bar who tend to be corrupt, but they will frown on you if you say all lawyers are corrupt, because there's a few individuals who may be corrupt in that profession. Just because you have one or two bad pastors,
people. One or two?
Hold on, listen to what I'm saying. Hey, miss, that's
one or two?
What I'm saying is, because you have one or two bad actors, whole church, which is wrong, because you wouldn't want people, whatever your profession is, you wouldn't want them to say all life coaches are corrupt, or all lawyers are corrupt, or all politicians. So I think it's wrong to just demonize the entire church for some bad actors.
But But what I'm saying though is that we still have to hide. We can't say, oh, well, because. Listen, when we look even at, let me don't even start with the Catholic Church. I mean, because they known for pedophilia and everything. This ain't no allegation. That one signed, sealed, delivered. That's facts, right? You say you got where facts matters.
Yeah.
Right, but we don't hear Christian counsel, or we don't hear Christians. They always, what they do is there's an excuse.
I don't agree.
There's an excuse.
Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, go, Chris.
The first question that you said, I mean, you asked, and which is the truth, why they don't come out concerning other matters. And I agree with you 100%.
Other homosexual matters as it pertains to the church. Let's be specific, since that's the topic that we're talking about.
Yes, that's what I mean. Why they don't come out when there are certain matters or some when it comes to someone of the cloth. And I believe that, like this brother say too, they are, I believe, relaxed in a sense in their own...
all the grace in the world is spaghetti.
Yes,
I feel they're relaxed in their churches or whatever like that to come out against another individual or whatever. Because remember now, I think most of them are friends too. They know one another. So to come out against a brother or something like that to say, well, you were wrong or whatever that. So they water it down.
So, okay, now, one other thing. I see Johnny got his little finger up. I see it over there. He had one little Pentecostal / Baptist finger up over there. And by the way, let me give you guys the telephone lines, because I'm not sure if all of them are working. 325-4316. That's 325-4316. Also, 325-4259. 325-4259. What is that one is now? Oh, this for the family. Yeah. Anyway, 300-5720. Wappity wap. All right, I have another text message too. Good day. Christianity is not an easy target, as it is one of the most influential religions of the world. It is one of the main reasons why Black people are actually here in the Americas. Christianity is not an easy target. Christianity and its present iteration, especially here in the Bahamas, does not stand up for truth and right when it is supposed to. All right. Chris, Johnny, you had something to say before I read this other one?
I agree with that person in a sense, to where it don't stand up for truth. a lot of times. I believe that the Christian Council should come out more often to, you know.
Oh, for these people who criticize the church, you don't even go to church.
It doesn't matter.
Could I finish?
Yeah, but it don't matter. But go on.
What I'm saying is people are quick to demonize the church or Christianity, but they are afraid. You would never hear them speak out about Muslim, of Rastafarian. Like I go back to what I'm saying, Christianity is a soft target because people who are Christians tend not to be militant like these other religions. And that's why they go at them so easy. But I do feel that they criticize those, their persons. They do it in the church. They do it behind, they have a council meetings. They do it.
Okay. I know we have a, I think we have a call up, but okay. Well, for starters, the Muslims and these, and the other ones
are militant.
Oh, the caller hung up, Bert? Okay. All right. Okay. They're not as vocal, and they're not, this is a Christian nation, and that's why we are hearing from them, and they are at the forefront. We don't need to talk about them because they're not at the forefront.
I'm talking about
what I'm saying is, as it doesn't matter whether or not the people go to church or not, and see, that's the problem, because a lot of Christians will say, oh, right, I can't let this non-believer tell me, if you're doing crap, you're doing crap. Now, I see somebody message. See, there's another difference between a pastor sin and backslides versus a homosexual who basking in. Yeah, but the only time there's repent or whatever is when they get catch. If they ain't get catch, there's continue. So I know what y'all talking about. Anyway, go on.
Well,
Chris, what you going to say?
Brother, yeah, defending the church, bitching is a good thing because I'll defend the Bible. What happened is in the Bahamas, Christianity have lost its footing, lost a lot of credibility. Especially since we see this, what you call it now, prosperity gospel. We have seen it from America, and we've seen it actually made its way straight over to the Bahamas. So a lot of people don't even go to church anymore because these pastors, not all now, most of the time you go to church, they feeding you this watered-down gospel. They're telling you that, hey, in order to be blessed, you understand what I'm saying? And so it run a lot of people out of church. I myself stopped going to church because of it. And especially when the COVID been around and then 2020, and we see how the church was functioning then, even at that time, and people wasn't even working. Some of them was telling the people sending the money.
So
you understand? So it lost a lot of credibility in the Bahamas.
I do have a question, guys. Okay, so we could go back and forth. We could say it right. We could say it wrong, it right, whatever it is. But let me ask you all this question now. Let me answer this question. Okay. The truth is, people are gay.
Yes.
People are gay. They've been gay from the beginning of time. Right?
Mm-hmm.
What are we to do? Okay, I hear you saying that, okay, that the Christian Council, that they could protest it, they could be more strongly opposed to it. Okay? Fair enough. But what do we do with people who we know are gay? What we doing? Because if we go to the Bible, then the past, the Bible say you stone them, you do all that. We can't do that. So what do you think is the solution to what's going on? Should they just keep quiet? Nobody need to know. We need to go back to Bill Clinton. Don't ask, don't tell. What are we to do? Because gay people are our best friends, our children, our mommy, daddy, brother, sister, the people who work. So what? So Johnny, you got something to say?
You want to get it first?
My thing is, like someone said before, I could be cool with you, but I don't have to condone what you do. We all know what is right and wrong. Persons who like the opposite sex, I may not condone that, but I don't have to victimize you or whatever, but I don't have to condone what you're doing. So when you say, what do we do with that?
Mm-hmm.
We try to talk to them with love. We try to, if we're a Christian or whatever, we try to
talk into the mic.
We try to, you know, ask them to come to church or whatever, but, you know, not trying to be overbearing or whatever, but the same way you don't want me to enforce or push my agenda or my beliefs on you, don't try to push that same beliefs on me and force me to accept it. So the only thing I say, the only thing you could do is try to lead with love and compassion and go from there.
Okay. All right. You know, boy, let me tell you. And I got to tell you all, I ride
I'd
strong.
I'd like to say something about
okay,
that.
Go on.
Well, I mean,
I got something for the two of y'all in a minute. Go on. I ready for y'all lift
today. When we look at it from a biblical perspective.
Oh, right? Happy you're going there. Ready for your Chris. Go on.
Yes. Example is the best thing that you could do for anyone. And that's anyone concerning any kind of sin, especially when it comes to Christianity. Christian must lead by example. Yeah, you could share the word with anybody, mm-hmm. but how is your lifestyle when it comes to the word that you're sharing?
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? So the only thing we could do is share the word, but Christians have to be an example for that particular person to say, hey, we know what the word say about this. We know how God feel about it. We know it was done to Sodom and Gomorrah and the surrounding towns because of it. And even in the New Testament, we see the scripture from Romans chapter 1, I think 26, 27. Then we go to 1 Corinthians, we go to Jude 1 and 7. So we see that it's still those same principle that God had hold for that, still the same. But we or the Christian church should lead by example. True love.
Okay.
And compassion through all of those things. But the best thing that you could do for anyone is lead by example.
Okay, several things. First of all, you know, it's so funny. I have an interest in life. So the two people closest to me, right? Or this is a crazy thing. The two people closest to me, one is part of the community. That's right. One is part of the community. And the other one is the prophetess. So I riding strong, but one side is the prophetess, and then the other one closest to me, believe it or not. But let me ask you this: halfway in preparation for the church now, for this not for the church, but in preparation for the show today, you know, we talked about it being a sin. However, because on your video on your page, right, yeah. You have some scriptures.
Yeah.
But Chris, you left out a little piece. So Proverbs 6. You had a Proverbs 6. But 16 to 19 says, there are six things which the Lord hates. Yes, seven which are an abomination to him. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. A heart that devises wicked plans. Feet that run rapidly to evil. So it don't only talk about that one thing now. It talk about these other things. But so what are we supposed to do? Because this is, you know, we only wanna focus on that one thing. But all these things and everything that the Bible have laid out, pretty much we are guilty of.
Yes, and that's why I say that Christians must lead by example.
Mm.
And no matter what sin it is, Christians, if you preach it and you say that you live in a particular lifestyle when it comes to God, then you must practice what you preach. We convert people not only by sharing the word, but by the example that we live. That is the most powerful testimony, you know, is the example that, because that's the first thing we look at. Because I could tell you anything, but when you see how I live in, that's what really determines
who I am. You know what would be good, though? And make sure you speak into the mic, Chris. You know what would be good? Okay. If some of these, because we know that there, because gay people are everywhere, some of the pastors who have been quote-unquote delivered, you know what would be good? If they actually share their story, if they share their struggle, and actually if they share how they was delivered, that would be really good. If they share that information, maybe you know, instead of this you know, fire, fever, and type of thing, maybe that, you know, that could be very helpful to persons coming into, you know, Christianity.
I agree 100%.
You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
But don't pastors share the testimony all the time? Boy,
okay, how many Bahamian pastors shared? I only know one. I know one bishop who shared his struggle with homosexuality.
I thought you mean in general. I didn't know.
One I know about.
Oh, no,
that publicly shared and guess what now? And when he shared that, I hope you see, he is still accepted. He's still loved. There's no issue there. So what I'm saying is that okay. We need a solution because gay people are here. And if the pastors want to, you know, say that they don't condone it. But especially...
They do.
How?
It's laid out.
Okay, how? Because you said also to love. How do we now? Because what we could do?
When it comes to all sin, they
come to Jesus Christ. But what I'm saying is, there's no, you say, it's almost like you're trying to say just a one antidote for homosexuality.
Okay.
What I'm saying is, there's a pathway for persons who are adulterous, persons who are sweethearting and all that stuff. It's one path. So regardless of what your sin is, there's a path. Now you choose to go.
Johnny.
Yes.
The whole church needs deliverance.
Everybody needs deliverance.
Yes.
The church is the people. Yes. And the people come from the community, which is society, meaning that they're imperfect.
But what we, they are. But what I'm saying is that we need realness. We could say Jesus is the way or whatever, but let's stop talking a bunch of foolishness now. We need people who are going to say, listen, you got to have challenges with this. When this happened, I need you. Even if you say, I need you to read this Bible, this little Bible voice here. Or even if you say, okay, come to me, we're going to do counseling sessions. This week, what you battled with? What was that? They don't.
Yes. That's why I asked you when last show I'll be in the church. Probably your church, man. But I'm saying
I used to go to the same church you used to go to.
See, I was saying that. Well, if that's the then you know that at least that I see.
Anyway, I see only because I feel like being because y'all can't take realness when it comes to church.
The church fall down too. I remember growing up.
That's why ain't nobody.
All organizations fall down and try to get back up.
I remember when the last time a Christian or the church been to your house knock on your door.
Well, I never used to open it when they didn't come anyway, Chris, so I don't.
But seriously speaking, back in the day, right, when we were younger, you would see the church come around. You know the only people I see come around now to really share the word is Jehovah's Witness. The church itself has fallen down.
Are they part of the church or they're not part of the church?
Their doctrine is different from Christianity. Yeah,
their doctrine is different.
Have you ever studied
Jehovah's Witness?
Their doctrine, how their religion was created, you would see... You will see the difference in their understanding of the word or their doctrine anyway. But I'm saying the church one time ago used to come around, knock on your door, invite you to church and stuff like that. The church expect now for people to just get up one day and say, we go in there. No, the word was given, right? You say, go out in the word, what? Preaching the gospel, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son. That's how you bring people in. Most people in the ghettos especially are not coming to church. Even in the middle class or even the wealthy people, they are not coming to church. So you have to go out there and share the word, and that's what bring them in to the fold.
You know, listen. Go on.
I will say one more thing, brother. I went to church in 5 years, and when I finally decided to go about 3 weeks ago to a month ago, you know the same set I meet there.
This Anglican church, eh?
No, this is actually a non-denominational church. 5 years, the same folks that I leave there was the same folks. I mean, no new people.
Right.
So it shows you that church is not doing no growth. The church is not doing what is mandated to do. Go out in the world.
Listen, Johnny, what you got to say? Because see, I want you to come say I cut you off.
All I'm saying is, people are quick to criticize, right? The church come from among us. Feeling depressed, feeling sad, or not feeling motivated. The other people in the church, people tend to think about the church as a building on top of the hill. No, the church comes from people who come from among us, from the urban areas, from different walks of life. And just the same way you did, you may be dealing with issues and dealing with depression or whatever, that's who the church are. The same people who hear all this criticism, who may be feel discouraged to even go to church because all you hear about, oh, the church is this, the church is that. What I'm saying is, the only point I'm trying to make is, everybody's quick to criticize. Why don't you come to church to help out? Or you be the change. You come in and say, you know what, this church is not growing. Let me get out there in the streets and bring...
Well, why you got to... But see...
I'm simply saying, everybody is quick to criticize. Why don't you be the solution that you're crying about? Come, you be... If you go to... You go in church and say, Pastor... Okay. Could I start a small group in your church and go from there and buy ways and bring people into the church instead of sitting on the...
Okay, I totally get what you're saying, right? Now there's some...
That sounds good.
Okay, I was just going to say... Okay, now first of all, there's some...
Because I'm solution-oriented, all this crying and complaining.
Hold on. There are some churches who allow that. Yes, the same church where I meet you. I must say yes, because he tried to pull me in, right? I was right there trying to sell things, and then he was like... why you don't come start the small group here? Okay, cool.
I was ahead of one of the small groups. Yeah.
Yeah. You was.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Let me move on. Okay. What I'm saying here though is that I hear what you're saying, but you don't always have to do God work in the church. Okay.
I agree.
And people, Chris doing God's work when he's doing his Island Insights. We do God's work in different ways and different form. It doesn't have to be right there in the church. Mm. Okay? But where Jesus' ministry was. All about the place, all over. We went from place to place. So because the church has lost that realness, people have now gone away from them and they have found other ways to be fed or what have you. The Bible tells you when two are gathered. The issue that I have a problem with your hip is right now is, you know what? Once again, anything you say about the church, you see it as criticism, taking it into consideration and say, you know something? Because see, and that's the problem. You got to start with truth and accountability. You know why people can't face the truth? Because truth requires action. You have to be self-aware. And we are not self-aware. You have to say, you know what? Yes, the church has its issues. We have to call, just how you want to call out these other things, you got to call it out. And then it starts from there. You can't say, listen, you know how many people, I could go on and on. I don't even want to go on and on with this. Because this, the topic of discussion that we talking about right now is that, okay, Pride Month. And by the way, somebody messaged me and said, let me read this message. Hold on, I have two, by the way. Ain't no one tell your guest them who who to have intercourse and out of wedlock with.
You're talking to me. I didn't.
That was just a message.
All I'm saying is, right. People are quick to criticize the church, but they are afraid to criticize. Hold on. What I'm saying is, they're afraid to criticize other entities.
Why do you think the church is being criticized so much? What do you think the responsibility
because
of the church
Because it's a soft target.
It's not a soft target. Listen.
The church
runs stronger than everybody, Johnny.
The difference between everybody else is, they will come back at you. You can't criticize the LGBTQ community.
You can't
come
criticize
at you.
The church.
No, yes, you can. What you all doing now?
I can't even talk too much.
People always criticize the church. Certain organizations, you come up, you try to criticize the numbers thing.
This
they will come for you.
Criticism,
different,
though.
No, what I'm saying is different. The church is the only one you can't, like I said, you
That's
can't
we're
criticize.
We're talking about the church
about
right
it.
Now.
We ain't get to the other topics.
Talking about
you,
the
church. Your head good right now, Johnny.
I would like to say something. What do you address? The church is responsible, right, for educating people before you send them out on the street.
Who's the church?
Us, as a people.
And
but we have a lead. Hold on. Give me a minute. We have a lead in the church. Or the place where we go to assemble. Let's put it like that. Since you say we are the church, right? So that leader now is responsible now for getting people prepared to go out there. You think that you're going to send me, a novice, don't know nothing but the word, to tell me go out and bring people into the church?
So are there any-
because Christians, you might then study the word of God, right? But you say leave the church or backslide. Now, I get sent to the church now to say come to you. The first thing you do is hit me a couple of scriptures I confuse. So you must be prepared when you even head out there to say bring people into the
church.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. And we are talking about the church, Johnny. So for you to say that we attacking it, every topic that we're going to talk about, we will be attacking. But what I'm saying, and I did give a solution, one of the solutions also that I said was, okay, if you were real and say, boy, as a pastor, whoever, boy, this is something I struggled with, guys. This is how I was able to navigate this or whatever, okay? So, but what I'm saying is that the church lacks a degree of realness and accountability and self-aware. And you said that we are the church. I totally agree. As Bahamians, we lack awareness and accountability. So, yeah, so this just a whole thing. Now, what's going on? Because we need to go to a break. Because it's 1:42. It's 1:42 and we just been on one topic. One topic. Listen, Brittany, take me to commercial break because I got like about 7 topics here. And y'all church people still ain't getting it nohow. That done gone over y'all head.
Yeah. Thank you.
When it comes to hearts at Cleveland Clinic, you can't miss a beat. Work with the brightest minds and leave no stone unturned to get to the heart of the matter. Because understanding is always the first step to overcoming. For every heart in the world, see how we're advancing the future of heart care at Cleveland Clinic today.
Girl, you see how Cora eye look funny all black up yesterday?
But she say she bump into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman. Does mind her business, take care of them churn and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence. And we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business. Then Jack come after me and I line up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call or text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how this work.
We can call them in Miami at 328 tips or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll free at 300 tips or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them and the messages get on mix up before it leave your phone. So nobody can know what you're saying.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
It's the glitziest night in agriculture, where Roots Run shines bright. The Agrarian Awards 2025 takes center stage on Saturday, October 18th at the Atlantis Paradise Island Grand Ballroom. And you need to be there. Presented by the Ministry of Agriculture and Marine Resources and the Agricultural Development Organization. Get your tickets now at adobahamas.org or call 397-7400 for more information. The Agrarian Awards 2025, planting with heart and soul.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
And we are back. Okay, just reading a few messages and then we're moving on, okay? Stanley, I think that homosexuals need not worry or concern themselves about what man will do. They need to worry about what the Almighty God will do. Alrighty, then we have another. Well, yeah, I like many men too, but y'all like to message, so that's good. All right, I agree with the view that the Christian Council must always speak out against open and blatant public rebellion of all kinds, including public gay pride celebrations. And that is rebellion against God. Okay? Once again, all I want to say is, no, this is not Stanley saying that there's no place for the church or what have you. I'm just saying that the church kind of need an overhaul. We need to take a look at some things. But listen, to y'all who want to be a part of a church, man, let me give y'all one church. You see, you know, Johnny thinks I oppose the church. So, you know, I like I say, I riding strong. I got two people on the side of me, and I wouldn't change them for the world. One is part of the community, the best friend, love her dearly. Another one is the prophetess. No, they are not friends. They're just my friends. So Mama Kay helped me to prepare some of the things. She's always giving me stuff. So if y'all want to be part of a church, y'all go call Revive. Go to Mama Kay Church, okay? I could tell you one thing too now. Mama Kay always, whenever I want to know who fell for me and who doing fool, all I do is talk. Mama Kay, what you think about this one now? Then Mama Kay says, stand in and I'm going to go pray. I could get a coming back. So if y'all want to be part of a church where I know that the person really good heart, good intention, you could learn a whole lot, y'all go to Revive Church. Go to Mama. Go with Mama K. His number is 810-7384. Y'all don't try go calling Mama K for no number and lottery and you know what number could fall. Because she's very, very intuitive. But give Mama K a call, 810-7384. I think they have church on Tuesdays and Saturday. I think it's Tuesday and Saturday or something like that. So, yeah, y'all go ahead with that. Anyway, moving forward, because we supposed to be talking about what's going on in the country. Mm-hmm. All right, so something that came up. We even get to the junk, no man. Y'all, you see, this is why I don't like talk about religion right there. Anyway, so we talking about by-election. Now, of course, we would have had someone who passed, the Honorable Vaughn Miller. He would have passed. Do y'all think they should have an election now? Should we have the by-election? Or should we wait until next year, since next year is election? What y'all think?
How I feel about it, if you're the ruling party, like the PLP is the ruling party, I don't know, what's one seat, if the election is next year, coming up next year, why waste millions of dollars to run a candidate?
Because it would be a lot. Mm-hmm.
To run a candidate in that particular seat or that to win one seat when election is, I don't think they should, personally.
Okay. Chris, what you think?
I think that it is.
That's Golden Isles. He was.
Yeah.
You think they could hold on?
Well, I think this will show exactly if they do have a by election. This will show exactly where the PLP stand.
Well, now you know I don't. Cause see, you know y'all little weird. Y'all vehement. Y'all dead weird to me. But anyhow, I won't say it. But this is a word on the street. Now this word on the street. And God bless the dead, right? But the word on the street before the Right Honorable pass, allegedly, ain't nothing slick was happening in Golden Isles. They said it was very dead. They had no support.
That's what I heard
it
too.
Was not, and this was things that they said long before his transition.
That's what I was hearing as well.
You heard that? I'm being honest. So, I mean, I won't sound that disgusting, but child, but, you ain't sound like too much was happening there. You know, might as well wait till next year, I just saying.
I mean, I was saying logically, I mean, if I was the opposition, I mean, even if I win that seat, some people say, if you, like he was saying, if you win the seat, that shows or kind of predict what the outcome may be. But still, you know, like you said, behemoth people wear, you know, they switch one day, they with you the next day, whoever come over, the little thing in the shirt. They may switch with them. You never know.
Let me tell you something.
The Constitution say that they have to really call a by-election, or they could call a general election. Mm-hmm. So I believe that the PLP right now a little afraid, because this will show exactly, if they lose that seat, this will show exactly how the people of Bahamas are thinking. So I know within myself right now, I believe that they are afraid to call a by-election, but they have to. Concerning the Constitution, or they'll have to call election. The opposition is calling for election now.
Right.
And
I know
I
why.
I don't think that the PLP is going to do that.
Boy, I know
so
why.
So I
the
think
opposition.
They're going to take their chance for the by-election and see exactly how this river flowing, and then try to regroup from there if they lose the
Jordy,
seat.
Who opposition you talk about, first of all?
FNM.
I'm talking about the FNM. The FNM Pintard called for a general election.
Boy, I know that's
now,
a good idea right
Minutes
now.
Minutes call an early election, and what happened?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I know.
Well, we'll
I
see.
Know.
We'll see Johnny, if the PLP will call say. It.
Right now, I feel like the COI have more traction right now than the FNM, in my opinion. Even with this one, when it comes to immigration, they really hitting the ground hard when it comes to that particular issue.
I have a question. Why do you think the COI is, really can be, why do you think
resonating?
People... Yeah.
It's resonating because they hitting some of the key, truly feeling, like in Abaco, they feel that the FNM fell down as it relates to allowing the shanty towns after Dorian, mm-hmm. and they washed away the mud and the pigeon pee. The FNM was in power. They allowed those communities to be built right back up in Treasure Key and these other areas.
Okay.
And it's bigger than it was. And under the PLP, nothing transpired. It's still building.
So I have... Chris, you have something before? I
really
say?
Immigration, yeah.
How
come... And this isn't... I'm telling to Stanley saying that the COI should not be in the public now. I'm just asking a question.
Well, I mean, even with this immigration thing, and I don't blame the COI to push mm-hmm. with immigration, because we can see it even here in Nassau. The family islands are even getting overpopulated. The problem is the government is really the main problem of this. When you look deep into it, the government is the one. We gave out too much work permit, even to this day. The work permit is one of the cash cows of the government right now.
So now, Chris, on your, and once again, guys, you can send me a text message, 422-4796, and y'all don't kill me with the whole gating. You send 10,000 message then, but anyway, y'all can send me a message, 422-4796, or you can give me a call if you want to be a part of the conversation. That's 54316 or 325-4259. Okay, so Chris, you had a very interesting video up. Mm-hmm. Where you were talking about this work permit and the whole immigration issue, where you said that, okay, it's a cash cow. And on a serious note, I was a little lost at first, right? Because I was like, wait, hold on now. What are you talking about? Is he talking about, I know, you know, people who are on the land, immigrants, and we're talking in terms of, okay, people from Haiti, right? When they're on the land, they actually pay. They pay to be on that land. Y'all around here thinking they taking people land. They ain't taking nobody land. I told you, my good, decent friend told me that he pays, or he paid at the time, $5,000 for the year. You know what it is. Y'all calculate this. $5,000. And how much cheap, how much house you think inside there? But let's say but a thousand. Let's say a thousand. What's a 1,000 times $5,000? So you...
$5 million.
Okay. You I know how much money that person make a year? So, but you was talking about it from a different aspect, because you said it was a cash cow.
Yeah.
So how is it a cash cow for the government?
When we look at it from 2022, the government gave, what, 18,000 work permit. 23, 12,000.
So how much money was
24,
that?
24, 14,000. That's 44,000 work permit we gave out. Well, in 2024 in money, alone, like? We made $88 million off a work permit and other fees for
in 1 year?
Naturalization.
Year. In 1 year?
Yes. And I said in the video, the government need to find another way to make money, because what happened is disenfranchising Bohemians. Look around right now. So going in the city, all of the stores, the food stores, the liquor stores mostly. And the bad thing about it, we have immigrants that come here that have business license only hiring immigrants.
Okay, hold that thought. We have a caller. Caller, go ahead.
Good afternoon.
Hi, pleasant good afternoon, sir.
Yes, ma'am. First time caller.
Oh, great. I love that.
But I always listen in.
Thank you.
First question I want to ask. Why is Guardian Radio so in opposition to the PLP party?
Wait, first of all, the views of Teletestania does not reflect Guardian Radio. That's number one. Number two, I don't know who is opposed to the PLP party. What would give you that impression?
Well, I've been listening for a long time, and I hear about
you talking about
thing.
Oh, you're not about, just talking about today. You're talking about in general?
I'm talking in general.
Oh, I can't answer that.
Okay. All right. You all had a topic about the church. Mm-hmm. Can I just say one thing about it?
Yes, sir.
Okay. We need to remember now the church is an item that the good Lord has made remarks. And the good Lord was dead serious about that. He say, upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. So it will do us good to join in with the church and help the church out, and don't try to be in opposition to the church. That's my thinking.
Okay.
And God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. This is Leroy Williamson.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay, darling. Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
I'd like to say something to that. You know, it's like you say, like in opposition to church. No one is opposition to the church. Even when Jesus preached for his 3 years, you know that he had confrontation with all the religious leaders. That was his biggest opposition when he came here and he speak, because they'd already went astray. So at the same time now, if we see things and we confront it when concerning the church and we speak out against it, for the church to evaluate itself and see where they're going wrong as well.
You know, Chris, you took the words out of my mouth, because see, this is part of the issue here, guys. Now, I don't know what, like I said, Stella the Stan is not, does not reflect the views. I'm sure you all heard that nice little thing with the Guardian of Upness, so I don't know what he's talking about, but if we're talking about saying a discussion or somebody saying that, hey, this is not right, is not someone trying to do away with the person. this, you see what I said earlier when I said, when Jonathan said that the church is comprised of people, and I said that as Bahamians, we lack accountability and we lack awareness. Because someone says something, it does not mean, because guess what now? You could still, maybe everyone in here might want to vote PLP or everybody in here go to church or whatever. But just because you're saying that, hey, we need to do better and be better in this area. This is why we cannot grow. This is why two politicians, all politicians, take advantage of us. This is we've been brainwashed too, that we can't question certain things, can't ask certain questions. And that is the part of the problem right now. Okay? We got to move beyond that. If somebody says, hey, I don't like this, or you know what, maybe, why? How come you did this way? That, it does not mean that this person will just mash up to you, they doing you. No. We must be held accountable. All parties, everybody, each person must be held accountable. It does not mean that it is an attack. And you see, this is why even our relationships is fail, you know. Because even in our relationships, you see that as an attack. Come on, man. In the words of Igor Marcel, who was on the PLP, we must be better than they. We got to come on now. This is low IQ thinking. This low level thinking, guys, when you thinking like that. We come on now. You got to be the little higher thinking. You got to be, come on now. Just because somebody says something does not mean that it is an attack. And if you, and when I say you, I'm talking about anyone in general, generally care about the Bahamas, you will ask questions. Okay? Now, we got callers, eh? Because I see this phone light right up. Anyway, Brittany sending them through. I know who it is. Are you ready? Hello?
Yes.
Hi.
Yes, CNN for the call.
This you again?
You never put me through.
Oh, I mean, you was on, this was in the caller before? You wasn't on before?
No,
Sorry.
You put me on hold, that's what it
is. Oh, sorry. Okay, let me take this claw out your back. Hold on, sorry, Badassa. Go on, sir. Welcome to Tell It to Stanley. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Stanley. How you doing?
I am great today.
So if I tell you, then who? I can tell it, ain't no secret no more.
Well, I know. You gotta tell it to someone, so it might as well.
First rule, Island Insight.
Okay.
What's happening, Commander?
All is well, my brother.
Yeah, I just tuned in and listening, and I agree, Stanya. It's called hate. It's what the callers, that these pundits are doing, political pundits. They have no care and no concern for their country, for being a nationalist, a Bahamian. It's called pettiness. You understand me?
You got to be better.
And I called to answer for you on the pastors.
Go on.
I can't say what I really want to say about them, but they're this disgrace. Where are they on national issues? Huh? Where are they when rape was going on, or children, or all these guns and stuff? Where are they? They only can say about one thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's collection. Taking a collection five times.
That's right.
That's why ain't nobody patronizing a lot of those churches anymore. Those pastors are way off base and out of order. You tell them, Grammy boy, say that. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you for calling. All right. Brittany, we got another call. Caller, go ahead. Turn your radio down because I think I heard a little feedback.
I just did that. Hey, Stanya, what's happening?
Not a thing. How are you?
It's been a while, my dear sister. It's been a while.
All right, Dad.
I'm in the studio, Glenn. I think that's his name. Good afternoon.
Good stuff.
I just wanted to piggyback on something that the previous caller spoke to. In fact, the whole conversation concerning the role of pastors in the church. If you really look at the Bible from that perspective, the church is supposed to represent the moral compass of society.
Right.
And as the previous callers alluded to already,
mm-hmm.
the failure of the church, and I'm not saying that all pastors are failures,
right.
but many of
that.
Them have sided with these political parties, and it instead of doing what is really mandated by the Word of God, they seem as if they're doing what is mandated by these political parties. But I'm going to say this much, You know, it is sad that as a moral compass, then the church is not coming out with a resounding message pertaining to this illegal migration situation, pertaining to the national issues that the majority of Bahamians, a certain number of Bahamians are looking at in terms of protection of our rights in this country and the protection of our existence as Bahamians in this country. There's hardly no conversation.
Right.
So I think we need to look back to what that role is in terms of being the moral compass when it appears that our politics, doing what is in the best interest of the country, but yet many of them or some of them is sitting in our parliament, but you're not hearing their voices. You know, it just sends a message, whether it is a perception or whether it's reality, is sending the message that they are not being effective in guiding these leaders to do the things that is right.
Right.
For the Bahamas and the Bahamian people. We need to hear more from them to see where is it in terms of the moral compass, what role are they really playing in our parliament, and why is it that we still see the proliferation of things going wrong in this country if they're sitting right there in the high and mighty seat, and yet things still seem to be going wrong. But that's all I want to say on that matter.
Thank you,
and I'll just continue to listen to the rest of the conversation. Thanks for taking my call today.
Thank you, sir, for calling in. Yeah, man, guys, we got to be more mature. We can't. It's an attack. It's an attack. All this attacking, you still ain't doing better. Mother's sick, man. I sick of y'all. Anyhow, let me move forward. Oh, wait, hold on. It's something you had to say. Oh, we got another caller. Oh, everybody calling now. Okay, yes, caller, go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. See, good thing you're going over time. You sure would have been in over.
That's
good thing you get there after half an hour.
Listen, you know I like do Dwight in, right? But big up Dwight. Bam, bam, bam. Big up Dwight. Yeah. Okay,
yeah,
go on.
Yeah, Dwight can call a long time listener, too. You ain't no easy house boy. I like
what?
Your topics. You have a lot of relevant topics, and I like your down-to-earthness.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Now, I want to address the topic, the question would you ask the gentlemen in there. And a rule in there, so a smart gentleman in there.
Oh,
about
use
the COI. Yeah, that's my rule.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go on.
Okay. About the COI, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why it is resonating with the people. What you gotta look at too is the frustration in the Bahamian people too. Because if you look at it, the FNM up 2-1 times and the PLP up 2-1 times. It's like in a relationship with a bad man or a bad woman. You put your trust in them and you forgive them, and then they do fool and you break up with them. And then 5 years later, they come back to you again, and then you forgive them. And then when you look, they cheat or they do foolishness again, and you get rid of them. And then the third time, they're coming back to you again and telling you forgive them. They want another. They want to still continue the relationship.
Right.
You see, it's a frustration, in the Bahamian people. Like the third parties, you might not know time, no chance with B.J. Nottage and the CEO and Banwell McCartney, because it might only be in one time now. But when you see the government and change every 5 years for 20 years, the people frustrated, man. They say we only spending tires with the FNM and the PLP. So what was interesting is the parliamentary registrar, the lady was waking there say, people who 60 and 50 vote for the first time, dying a good sign for the PLP.
Right.
And then she's saying, a lot of 18-year-olds, a lot of new voters, 18-year-olds. So the people who 50 and 60 who never voted before, they say, by again, the register, this government got to go away. I got to give it. They got to go. So I really think they should have, they have to have the by-election.
Because okay.
The Constitution say that within 60 years.
Yeah.
So like the gentleman listening, they'll say, that's a good test for the PLP.
Okay.
To see where they stand. And see, because I think they call it general election, but their business them ain't ready yet. They will do some more foolishness, fly around the world, give some more contracts to friends, family, and lovers, and get that straight before they go. So that's my contribution for the day. Great show. I'll be listening all the time.
Thank
I'll
you,
continue
sir.
To listen.
Appreciate it. Okay, yes. Okay, so like I was asking you guys, too, and thank you, caller, for your 5 cents. Okay, like... Is the COI attractive because also, when we see Lincoln Bain, he's a little theatrical now. So, you know, we see him actively, he got the big gun, he got inside this. Come on now, as Bahamians, we like little drama. We like little theatrics too. So you're saying that it resonates because he is showing up. But okay, can we see the COI representing us on an international stage? Do y'all see him with that lady name from Barbados, Zampi? Do we see him there with her? Do we see him representing? See, y'all, y'all now, y'all can't talk. Can we see that? Could we see Maria Daxon and what's the other Charlotte, what's her name? Is it Charlotte Green? Can we see them on an international stage representing the Bahamas?
I think, I'm not a spokesman for none of the parties, but I feel that as they come along, I see them coming more redefined or they're kind of polishing up, because initially they were kind of rah-rah-rah, but I'm seeing now that the longer they be in it, they're starting to be more polished. I don't know if they're going to training or whatever, but they're starting to articulate their cause better.
So should we be? Because
I remember when Brave Davis first became prime minister, I couldn't understand what he was saying most of the times, but I don't know if we are training or whatever. Now he's being more polished. He's starting to articulate his agenda better. When he first became prime minister, he was a little bit off, in my opinion.
Okay.
The COI, for me, has come a long way. The message that Lincoln Bain was preaching for a long time now, a lot of Bahamians are listening. A lot of Bahamians are doing research and seeing that these things are actually possible.
Okay.
What he was talking about. And see what's going on, especially with legal and illegal migration. They've seen that Bahamians are being disenfranchised. You could see it right before your eyes. Everybody feeling it.
Should we be concerned? So the caller said about, okay, is it like a relationship with a bad man? Why does it be sweet though? But anyway, listen, let me stay focused here. But seriously, by Chrissy, like foolishness. Okay, we also saw Mr. Bain having some issues or people coming forward in terms of money. Mm-hmm. You know, we saw him in court with saying that he had to pay back this. We've seen numerous things. Is that something we should also be concerned? Because that could be considered a red flag. Do we want somebody also in who has these past indiscretions as it pertains to money? Because that could be a red flag.
I think they're in the courts or they.
No, that one didn't finish. That one with the older lady that didn't finish. Okay. He has to pay the lady back. They ruled in the woman's favor.
Well, at the end of the day, I feel most politicians have some type of skeleton in their closet.
Yeah, but we say we tired of the FNM and PLP stealing and doing all this stuff. But then here it is now. Mm-hmm. We now see someone who, right in the front of our face, we see them going to court. They're being, they're saying this is not enough. They have to repay the funds or what have you. So could that not be a red flag? I ain't saying yay or nay because you ain't know who's standing voting for.
No, I'm not. I don't want to speak to it because I'm not ignorant. I didn't follow the case. So that's why I don't want to really speak to that fact. But I do feel that the people at the end of the day are frustrated with both of the traditional parties because of lack of transparency.
Okay.
I think that's what it is. And that's why the COI may be resonating. Now, the other stuff you brought up, they may be a red flag. But I'm just telling you why they're resonating right now. And lastly, any party that could address the continued, it's almost like you encouraging illegal immigration by not addressing Article 7 of the Constitution, which states if anyone come here illegally, if both parties come here illegally, if they have a child here, that child can...
have the nationality of their
father. Apply for citizenship. Mm-hmm. If you don't address it or put a stamp on that, meaning that if we caught you here illegally, your kids, even if you have them here, will not be afforded that right. Only then will we stem the tide.
Let me ask you: is there any other country
Let me say something on that.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to, I'm talking about with Lincoln Bain and all.
Okay.
But this past. A lot of times they bring up, people past to try to put a stigma on them or whatever like that to cause people not to really do. But at least his sins is before him.
Mm-hmm.
We know what it is. A lot of these politicians that's supposed to be saints or whatever like that, look at what they've done to this country. You understand? And the people ain't care about that in a sense. Lincoln is going to deal with his matter. I'm sure of that.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? Now, when it comes to, like he say, bringing these issues before before the people. Everybody can resonate on what Lincoln is saying and actually see what he's saying. Okay. It's right before our eyes. Okay. You understand? Even though the two parties will play blind and think that we are lost or confused, we know exactly what's going on. Now with I got to correct him on the Article 7. It's really Article 9 that says
can
that.
I know none of these articles.
Yeah, Article 9 says that if you're born here to two parents that are illegal, that you are entitled at the age of 18 to 21 when it comes to applying for citizenship. And that window is between 18 and 21 that mm-hmm. they can apply, and they are entitled to it. Now, after 21, they lose that constitutional entitlement.
Okay. And I have a little text message here. It says, Dr. Minnis was not a good speaker either. BLP and FNM still stealing. Lincoln is not the only COI. There are other capable COIs. Okay, well, fair enough. Well, you know what? Let me segue. Let me segue. Oh, I know y'all like this topic with the whole immigration. But okay, so what is the solution? Since we're solution based, then, because you said that it's a whole lot of money that the government gets, and it's nothing. I mean, it's nothing wrong with giving out work permits, but definitely you have to put a limit to it, of course. So what else can be done? Because we already know on both parties, we know the PLP been in, the PLP come out, the FNM come in, the FNM come out. It has been immigration has been an issue, in particular with persons from Haiti. I'm trying to figure out too, and you said this inside your video, in one of the videos, Chris. It almost feel like we responsible for persons from Haiti.
Yes, and I believe
how
that.
How come? How come we feel so responsible? The DR next door, you see how the DR how they deal with it. They ain't playing at all. How come we have this mandate to do it?
Weak leaders.
I think we take.
And that's just not one party. That's both every parties. Right, because both parties have been in.
Yeah, we take it on ourselves. I think it is.
And you think we sign up for this job?
Yeah, we sign up ourselves. Because okay. we were not given this mandate by no particular country, the U.S. or the European Union, to say, hey, y'all got to carry
it. Y'all got to deal with this.
Right. We take it upon ourselves, and it's burdened us down.
Now, is it because we are auction, like, because where we're located and then the U.S. is right there, so, like, we're the gateway? Like, do you think that kind of, like, how come only the Bahamas struggling with this?
That's one of the reasons, too.
That's an interesting thing.
Yeah, and we have relaxed laws. Like you say, our constitution states now that if a person have a baby here, that child is entitled. So that's an anchor baby in a sense, like they say in American term, is an anchor baby.
We need to change the law.
We need to change the constitution. And the only way we can change the constitution is have a referendum. And the people have to, a majority of people have to do, then we have to go to the Senate and the House of Parliament. But 3/4 of them have to agree this referendum.
We could also just create a law as well.
You cannot. No law can do it. You can't. No. There's no law. No. There's no law higher than the Constitution.
What's the Nationality Act?
No, I can tell you right now. The Constitution is the highest law of the land. So if you create a law, that'll be struck down in the courts.
They have to challenge it.
But y'all talking about referendum. Y'all forget what happened to the last referendum, eh?
That's my point. So I'm saying
anyway, we have a caller on the line coming through. But Chris, while we wait for Brittany to sort that out, didn't you said you visited Haiti, was it a few months ago?
August the 2nd. I was in Haiti on August the 2nd.
Okay, is it as bad as we think it is?
Everybody's living their everyday life right now. The only problem they have in Haiti is in Port-au-Prince. In Cape Haitien, every day is living their normal life, going to the market, getting their stuff.
So it's not as bad? Like, how are we thinking this one war-torn, you got to get out right away? No?
I drive. I was on a motorcycle for about 3.5, almost 4 hours going to where I got to go, and no one tried to kidnap me. Everybody just, like I say, living their everyday life. Like, just
are you serious?
The Bahamas, yes. So there's no big problem down in Haiti.
Okay, we got a caller. Caller, go ahead.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Can I ask, are any of you lawyers that are sitting on this panel today?
I guess you're a lawyer.
No, sir.
You a lawyer?
Yeah, I'm a senior lawyer, and I'm an immigration specialist. My name is Nico Mosco.
Okay.
What is being disseminated is, in fact, incorrect.
Okay, go ahead.
You're talking about the Constitution. And you used the word entitled, one of the young men did. Factually wrong. They're entitled to make an application. That is it. They are not entitled to to anything but that. So please do not disseminate false information. Okay, good luck with your this evening.
Okay, thank you for calling.
I didn't want him to hang up.
Oh, okay.
He is correct on being entitled to by application. He is correct on that. But the only way, in a sense, if you can call back, the government can, is if it's a national security matter,
mm-hmm.
but that could be either verbal or physically, they did something or say something that against our national security that'll cost the country any chaos or whatever like that, or I forget the other part of the law where the government could refuse to give it to them. But that word is entitled by, he say, by application.
So you're saying usually they usually give it to them.
Usually they give it to them.
All right, I think the call is back on the line. Caller, go ahead.
Well, good afternoon, Tanya. Good afternoon to you again.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I listened to the lawyer. He called in just now, and he mm-hmm. is correct. This gentleman is spreading, giving out misinformation, which, mm-hmm. and I'm not no lawyer, but I have common sense and intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, Article 13 of the Constitution of the Bahamas, the authority to write law in respect to Article 7, 1 of the Constitution, which speaks to persons being born in the Bahamas and the requirements to get citizenship. The Constitution is very clear, but the problem that we have in the Bahamas is the Nationality Act. That's the act that should have gone to referendum, not Article 7, 1. The Article 7-1 was put in place for persons who we invite in the Bahamas who would have cleared customs and immigration. If you have someone from Canada come here to teach and you're saying that they have a child, what? You're saying that they cannot register their child to become a Bahamian upon the age of 18? That's normal. But when you have persons coming to the Bahamas and you have a law that gives them a clear pathway to citizenship like the Nationality Act, then we have a problem. That's the act that should have gone to referendum because it's ultra-virus, it's working ultra-virus to the Constitution, which is the supreme law. That's basically with not Article, there's nothing wrong with Article 7-1 of our Constitution. That's the provision for tourists. For example, if a tourist has a baby in the Bahamas, their intention is to stay in the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
So but the child upon the age of 18 can register, and in most cases they don't. No one is going to give up their first world status to become a citizen in a third world country. Only persons of lesser standard would do that, like our neighbors from the south.
Okay.
And that's where we went wrong.
A little bit more to say, sir? You can go ahead. Oh, Brittany, you let him, you hung up a, oh, yeah. Oh, okay. All right, now, here, listen, now let me share this with you all right before, one second, Chris. You see how, okay, Mr. Mosco, and I don't know this gentleman's name, just called through, they called, right? Now, they said, okay, this is what it is or what have you. Did you all hear me kick up? I kick up?
No,
I didn't. This is what we're talking about, being accountable, having self-awareness, and acting in a certain way. If somebody has information or whatever, it's not an attack, okay? So tell it to Stanley wants accurate information. So I don't have no problem, first of all, whether or not I said it or not, I have no problem being incorrect. The wise person know that they don't know everything. And just because somebody highlights something that you may have said or done that's not fair or not correct or what have you, that's not an attack. That's not an attack. So see, we gotta get to a stage in life, guys, where we have healthy conversations. That if somebody says something, that it's okay. It's not an attack. We are here. We say that we all love the Bahamas. Then we gotta, what's the Article 7 isn't clear. Clever's interpretation is not a universal interpretation. It needs to be clear to state if you're the parents, if your parents are here illegally. Oh, here it is. So the person is saying that it's not clear. And maybe that is why we have all these different interpretations. So now, if the government is listening right now, so see, this is not, once again, not an attack on the government. This is an opportunity for improvement. This is now the government, the people, the powers that be, now go back and say, you know something? All them people who's on the show and one person saying this, let's take a look at this and see how we can make this a little bit more clear so people understand. Because you say something about an organization or person, it is not an attack, Bahamian people. Okay? I see. I don't know. This is another. We got a caller again. This, listen, Dwight. Dwight, give me the extra 30 minutes. Is it ready? It's 2:24. Y'all acting. Y'all acting like I need about 2-3 hours on this thing. But I got things to do. And if I ain't got nothing to do, I ain't gonna do nothing with y'all. See, listen, Chrissy ain't got time to play with y'all too. Kristen, pull it up.
Talking about Article 7, when it's Article 9.
Okay, let me read Article 9. This is Article 9. A person born in the Bahamas after the 9th of July, 1973, neither of whose parents is a citizen of the Bahamas, upon making application on his attaining the age of 18 years and before he attains the age of 21 years in such manner as may be prescribed by Parliament, to be registered as a citizen of the Bahamas, provided that the right to be so registered shall be subject to such exceptions or qualifications as may be prescribed in the interest of national security or public policy.
Thank you very much.
Chris, hold that thought. I see we have a caller on the line. This is our last caller. It's already 2:25, y'all. Y'all look like y'all want me to get in trouble on my first day with 90 minutes. Caller, go ahead. Brittany, put them through.
Grammy boy called back to straighten up, straighten y'all up.
Okay, there Grammy boy. Ways. You got but one sec, 1 minute. Go on.
You got two ways to become a Bahamian citizen. What he read just now, there's nothing wrong with that, nor 7-1. You can have citizenship by just sanguinis or just sole, either from the soil or by birth. Right, yeah. And what he was reading there was just some flurries. So the last two callers were correct. There's nothing wrong with none of those articles, but you must read into it a little deeper. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, darling. Thank you so much. Okay, and I have a text message. So if Haiti is not under attack, that means there is an agenda by the Haitian to invade the Bahamas. Okay. Well, then there's that. Okay. I even had a little tell it to Stanya where I answer. Someone sent me a little letter and I was supposed to, you know, walk them through it. But ain't nobody care but my little letter to tell it to Stanya. No, y'all ain't give a 5 cents. Johnny looking at me shaking his head. Y'all don't give a pump with my little letter. The person took their time to write to tell it to Stanya. So I must see got to come back circle to this letter thing next week. I didn't even get to talk about the JCNP. And the JNP. I didn't even get to talk about, and listen, and Chris, I could do you in because you from Exuma. We didn't even get to talk about how Chester Cooper got water, running water in Barry Tari.
After all of that?
Well, we can only put it on Chester now because once again, who all been in? The PLP and the FNM.
Yes.
It's actually a disgrace. But we are thankful that he actually put that on his list of things to do. Don't be really thankful.
Right before.
Because, right well, before. Listen, I don't know but all that. Because you see, they done saying the Guardian don't like PLP. I know where that come from. But anyway, 2025 election next year. We have running water in 2025.
Yes, boy.
It's a sad state of affairs. It really is. For both governments. But we are thankful that they finally got it done. Guys, any last words? Because I can't even read my little tell it to Stanley letter. Y'all didn't give 5 cents for that.
My final word is the JCMP and whoever else, leave Junkanoo alone. That's our cultural expression. Stop. Don't mess with
that. That's why you gotta come back. That's why we need to talk about that because that's a huge thing. And I did my little research. I am very upset at you people.
We need to leave Junkanoo alone and let it because Christmas is Junkanoo. That's what it's okay. My 2 cents.
We didn't even talk about it, but that's your last word. Mm-hmm. Your pardon words. Anyway, Chris, what you got
thank
to say?
Thank you for allowing me to come on today. And I guess it concerned the Constitution. I hope that all of us do some more studying of because it's in plain English in most areas. So
I need immigration people to come. I need an immigration lawyer to come on. I need clarification. We all, clearly, the entire Bahamas, we all need clarification. Yes. Okay? That's what we need.
I agree.
Yeah, because I feel like this is going to continue to happen.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So thank you once. Well, hold on, first of all. I hear nobody messaging Stanley, but sponsoring Tell It to Stanley. That's what I know. I can need some sponsors. Now, I am going to put my number out here once again. I don't need nobody trying to hook me up.
Hook up?
Well, unless. Just kidding. But I don't need nobody trying to hook me up, okay? Or hook up with Stanley Davis. I mean, I know I'm cute, but, you know, hello. But you can message me if, I see how Johnny looking, if you would like to sponsor the show. I encourage you to. The show is definitely growing. And Guardian Radio is the number one talk radio station in the Bahamas. I don't give a 5 cent, but nobody says.
Mm-hmm.
And also, as a life coach, I definitely have a huge database of women and men that I usually send my sponsors information to as well. So if you want to sponsor the show, give me a call, 451-6767. And I quick to block people. And I don't answer calls from unknown number, well, from them little block number. So I just letting you know now.
You may have men want to sponsor you personally.
That might be a thought. No, just kidding. Okay, anyway. Thank you guys for tuning in. This is the first, well, I we had a 90-minute like way back when, but this is the first with this time around. So thank you, Guardian Radio, for extending the show. And thank you, audience, for calling in, participating, and just being a part of the show. I really, really appreciate it. So see you next week.
Let's find out together on Tell It to Stanya.